Praise God. Tonight we're talking about we're made for the glory of God. Yes, you and I, as born-again believers of Christ, we're made for the glory of God. And we're talking about the believers tonight. And because, yes, God made everything, but however, the ones that have said, Lord, forgive me. Make my heart your home. Come and live in me. And so this message is geared toward all believers. In case we didn't know, in case you didn't realize, but we are made for the glory of God. Our base scripture is coming from Ephesians, the first chapter, the third through the fourth verses. And we're going to kind of break it up because there is so much in this, and these couple of passages of scripture, so much in there. And you know, and we'll try to do the best we can as time allows. But, hey, feel free. Feel welcome yourselves. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. You may want to go back and just read it for yourself and explore and run reference and allow the Holy Spirit to give you revelation of his word. Amen. So Ephesians, the first chapter, the third through the fourth verse, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Spiritual blessings are all the good things God gives us. For example, he gives us salvation, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He gives us power to do his will, power to do God's will. He provides everything that we need to live holy. He gives us power to defeat the enemy. That's why we can say when you live close to God and when you're walking with him, that no weapon that formed against me shall be able to prosper. The enemy can't say that. The devil who doesn't have the word of God or the people that are not serving God, you can't stand and say, hey, that no weapon, I don't care what you come to me, devil. In other words, you're serving him, but then you can't say to him, look, no weapon that you bring to me is going to prosper. Only those in Christ could make such a claim. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. So power to defeat the enemy. God gives us part of this spiritual blessings. And I want to make a note of this. It said all spiritual blessings. Not some of them, not a few of them, maybe one or two. It said all. And we won't have time to go into all the spiritual blessings because that's another study within itself. I'm just naming a few. Part of that spiritual blessing is power to be more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Remember, we're made for the glory of God. We're made to give him glory. We're made to give him the praise. Hallelujah. Another one of the spiritual blessings is eternal life with Christ. Hallelujah. So it's saying, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. In other words, you already have the power. When you live a life consecrated and in obedience to God, you have access to this. But the blessings will lie dormant if we don't have personal, intimate fellowship with him. You don't know what you have. In this time in which we live, in this day where the enemy is on a rampage, when the devil don't care about telling lies and really bold, as they say, a bold-faced lie. They don't care. And they, see, that's why the scripture tells you and I, know the truth. Know it. Know it. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth is what sets us free. So while we are living this life, he equips us. He empowers us to live the life. He gives us what we need to live a victorious life so that he gives us this power to be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. that when we discover, whenever we discover these spiritual blessings that he has already given us, it says in heavenly places, that's places where Christ is seated on the right hand of God the Father. Paul starts out with the verse, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And then the rest of that scripture goes on to say, according as he has chosen us, that's you and I, in him, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. How? How do they do that? Because God can do it. Because he is Alpha, and he's Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. And he is the first and the last. The scripture says he has chosen us. Look at, say to yourself, he's God has chosen me. Hallelujah. He says, chosen us in him before the creation of the world. In other words, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, we have everlasting life. We have life eternal. He's already chose us before before the foundation of the world. I mean, that's enough to blow your mind right there. It's a lot. It's almost like mind-boggling. So all you and I have to do, we have to learn how to yield ourselves over to the works and the works that we do to bring glory to his name. Yes, and we have to be obedient to his word and do those things that give him glory and bring him honor. Remember, we're made for the glory of God. So we don't yield ourselves, as the scripture says, to the works of the flesh. See, when we yield ourselves to the works of the flesh and the things that that our flesh tells us to do, listen, we're still living. The flesh is not dead. It's not dead yet, but it tells us we have to watch, be sober-minded, be vigilant. We got to watch that we don't fall into the traps of the enemy. Okay, yeah, nobody's so spiritual that you, if you're not watching, we could start, any of us could slip up and make a mistake and watch. But we got to watch as well as pray, that we don't yield our members. We don't do the things that satisfies and gratifies the flesh, like the world. In other words, if the world is if you're operating under the authority of the world and the way that the world goes, and you know, we're not bringing glory or we're not honoring God. Listen, Romans 8 and 6 puts it like this. It said, for to be carnally minded, meaning worldly minded, is death. Oh, my. But he says, Paul's saying, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And it tells us why carnal minded, it brings death. He says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. So therefore, if we're in the flesh, but we don't operate in the spirit of the flesh, but we operate in the spirit of God, that God gets the glory. Because he's saying, if we're carnal-minded, we become as an enemy to God. We don't want to do that, an enemy against him. For it's not, see, to be carnal-minded is enemy against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither can it be. But Romans 12 and 1, that's why Paul further says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Yes, it is a sacrifice. And we're not saying that this is an easy way or easy thing to live for Christ, because there's some sacrificing in this where we have to. So to crucify the flesh always wants to do this and that and the other. Feels good, looks good, that's what the world said, didn't do it. Yay, but guess what? There's some consequences when we yield our members to the flesh. When we have that carnal mind and not the mind of Christ. Because, see, when we yield ourselves to Christ, the Holy Spirit, remember, will lead and guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit that God has given us. Jesus said, when I go back, I'll send you another comforter. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit that will take a mind and show it unto you. So Romans 12 and 1 says, look, I beseech you, I'm begging you, brethren, that's what Paul's saying, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, this is the least we can do, understanding that we are made for the glory of God. In other words, we have to live that God gives, he gets glory. It's more than just saying it out of your mouth, but it's a life behind it. It's a lifestyle behind it. It's a life that's based on the scriptures. That's why he says, take my yoke upon you. Learn about me. My yoke is easy. My burdens are light. That doesn't mean we're not going to have trouble because we're in the world. But God always gives us strength and power to be more than conquerors. Through who? Through Jesus Christ. And then further, Paul says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. And the further part of that scripture, of the scripture with Ephesians 1 and 3 to 4, says, in love, in God's love, he predestined us for the adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ. See, all this, we're adopted into the family of God. He knew that we would be here to serve him. He knew us before the whole, that he even formed the world, before he even said, let us make man. It's before then. And out of the love the Father has through his Son, Jesus Christ, through his shed blood on Calvary, that we are now the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. You understand that? We got it. We are it. We are part. We are in, been adopted into the family of God. Amen. Glory to God. You know what? I am not going to. I've got a little tickle in my throat, and I'm just going to pause right here because I still have a lot to give you, and I want to just get myself a lozenger because it's just, I don't want to start coughing, but I want you all to get this word tonight because it's powerful. It's powerful, and I probably should have had this at first, but that's okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. He's good all the time. Amen. Okay. So it's in love he predestined us to be sons and daughters. And you listen, not only that, he says it's in accordance with his pleasure and his good will. He's done this out of his love, out of his good pleasure, out of his tender mercies, out of his loving kindness. He says of his glorious grace. Holland, think about that. Like I said, this scripture, these scriptures right here, they are so heavy. They mean so very, very much of helping us to understand who we are in Christ, what Christ has made available for us. We're made for the glory of God. He says, according to his good pleasure and his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us. In the ones he loves. Thank God. Aren't you glad that God loves us? Aren't you glad that God loves you? Yes, he does. He loves all of us. He loves the sinners. He loves the ones that are walking in disobedience, also the ones that's walking in obedience. He so loved the world. Hallelujah. That he gave. That's the scripture. That's what he said. He so loved us. Praise God. And that he would not, that any of us should perish, but all that we would come into eternal life. So let's just look at this. God has appointed and reserved you and I, the body of Christ, to himself. He reserved us. He already appointed us before the world was even formed. Isn't that awesome? Our very existence is to bring glory and honor and praise to God Almighty. Hallelujah. And also Jesus purchased our salvation with his precious shed blood on Calvary. Because of Jesus, he made it possible. Because of Jesus, he joined us back to the into the family of God. He made it so he justified us by faith. Hallelujah. As though we had never sin, but justification, hallelujah, justifies to come boldly before his throne, that we might find the grace that we need, that we would need in the time of trouble. Colossians 1 and 16, he said, for by him, understand, for by him all things were created, created in heaven and on the earth, things visible, things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. The word says all things were created through him and for him. We're made for the glory of God. It says all things. You may ask and say, well, what about the people that are standing and the rich rulers of the world and says, I'll do this, I'll do that, and then when I'm this, I'll do this and that other. Or when I'm president, I'm going to do this, I'm going to tear this down, I'm going to lock them up. Hey, let me tell you what. The all power, all authority, it rests with God. He made everything for his glory. And he's in full control of what you and I see unfold every single day. Remember, I just said, he is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He knows the end from the very beginning. You and I have to live one day at a time. Actually, one second at a time. And as this day goes on, we kind of turn the page. We'll see what's going on tomorrow. It's not a thing you and I can do to get over in tomorrow because we're not there yet. That's why he says tomorrow's not promised to us. So we need to live today to the best of our abilities that enable the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and be director over our lives. Give him full control. There's no way that we can do this ourselves. We can't do it in the flesh in which we live. We can't do it out of our own will, but with the presence of the Holy Spirit. He enabled us because, see, it's in him that we live and we move and we have our being. God equips us. He said, at the beginning of the scripture, it says, he's already blessed us with, he says, all spiritual blessings. Takes a while to let that sink in. It's a lot in the scripture, but just take a little bit. It's kind of like taking little bits of food at a time. You might have a whole plate of food. I'm giving you a whole plate. I mean, you got the appetizer and all that, and then the main course, everything, the dessert, everything here. But all it can do is take a little bit at a time. Think about it like that. Break that word down so that you can understanding. The Bible says in all you're getting, get understanding. It says, you know, study the scriptures, for in them we think. You think you got eternal life. We need to know. We need to know that you know that you know. Because the problems and troubles that's coming along in this world, you got to be able to know that word in order to be able to stand. You got to know that the word of God is your sword. It's the sword of the Spirit. Remember, he says, I bless you with all spiritual blessing. That's his word. We can't afford to let the enemy steal the word from us or steal the time, take the time away from us that we spend more time, including myself, more time doing other stuff that we say, okay, well, or maybe I'll have time, I'll read this word, or maybe I have time, I'll just study a little bit of this. Mm-mm. Let me tell you, there's work for us to do in order that we could be that kingdom children, kingdom of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We are made for the glory of God. See, So those that are in authority, you have to understand, all things were made, created by him, and for him. There's another part of scripture that says there was nothing made that we see that was, he's the one who created it. He made creators to take something from nothing and made something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 1 and 1, he stepped out on nothing, and God said, let there be. Hallelujah. So aren't we blessed? Think about it. God has blessed, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed you and I with all spiritual blessings. Hallelujah. Not just natural things. Yes, he's given us natural things because we're earth. We're earthly. We live in the fleshly bodies. We're not glorified so that we have things that we need. Yes, he provides for us natural. You know, he gives us the things that we need. Hallelujah. He will supply, the word says, all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So Paul explains that both the spiritual and physical worlds were created by and are under Christ himself. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, it says, but you are a chosen generation. Again, talking about the people of God. We are chosen. Before the foundation of the world, we're chosen. A royal priesthood and holy nation. A peculiar people. That means God's special possession. Hallelujah. Think about it. You got to know who we are. You got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know the authority that he has given you, has given us as believers in Christ. We have to know what the word of God says, know who we are, and it's not just enough to know it. We've got to live this. Not only live this, put that word into action. It's one thing to talk faith, but it's one thing to sing faith. It's another thing to shout faith. It's one thing to dance faith, but it's a whole nother thing to live. Faith without works is dead. Live the faith. By faith we live. Hallelujah. It's by faith that we live in him and we move and we have our being. Glory to God. So it's saying that he has chosen us to be a royal priesthood. A chosen generation. We just said that in the beginning of the scripture, in the beginning of this call. He has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Look how special God thinks of us. Think about who we are. No wonder Jesus says, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? When I come back, I'm coming for those who are looking and watching for my appearance. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. So it's saying, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, not like the world. The world's going to look at it and say, you strange. What do you mean you don't do this? You don't do that. Hey, but you do the things. Why? Because you understand that we were made for the glory of God. Ask yourself, you get ready to do something and you kind of have a doubt. Well, I don't know if that's right or not. Ask yourself this question. Will God get glory? Will his name be praised? Will someone be blessed as a result? Amen. Praise God. So it's saying that God's special possession, here's what it is, that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called you and I out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. We should show forth the praises. Listen, to bless the name of God. It's to speak well of him. You know how the scripture says, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Worship is the celebration of who God is. When we come in and worship him, or you worship him even at home, wherever we do, every day is a worship. It's a celebration of who God is and what he has done and what we trust him to do. Glory to God. God is not interested in spectators. He invites you and I to praise and to magnify him. That's why, listen, David says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Remember, at funerals, we often hear the term, this is a celebration of life. Oh, yes. We, in other words, we make mention. It's a time to make mention of the good things that that person has done while he or she lived. But I want to undertell you tonight, every time that we wake up in the morning, it's a celebration. It's a celebration of life eternal. It's a celebration that we can live victoriously. It's a celebration that we have Jesus Christ and him crucified in our life. It's a celebration that we know that he has appointed his angels to take charge and to be charged over you and I. It's a celebration when we realize that God has appointed the angels to watch over us and to keep us. And to keep cover. It's a celebration when we know that we are protected. We're under the protection of the Holy Spirit. He has already assigned, whether you understand or know it or not, each one of us have angels that God has assigned to us, has ordered our steps, has keeping up a hedge of protection all around us. That's another topic we will talk about. But listen, but while you and I live, we can celebrate the spiritual blessings. He said he has given us all spiritual blessings, the blessings that God has lavishly given us. Hallelujah. Wisdom and knowledge, understanding. He said, listen, if you don't have wisdom, ask me. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you abundantly. I won't hold back. I'll give it to you. Just ask. That's not many things and many different things. As we go through this life, we just keep in mind we're made for the glory of God. Hallelujah. We celebrate God as we honor his word and are obedient to his word. We celebrate God each and every day that we live. He gives us the breath. The breath that we breathe, it's his breath. Hallelujah. My God. The Bible said, what is man that God should even be mindful of him? Or that the Son of Man, that he should even visit us? Just think how much he loved us. He thought about us even before the foundation of the world. Again, like David says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Listen, in Isaiah 42:8, he says, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. That is my name. That's what he said. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. In other words, I will not share my glory. I will not. Hallelujah. That's why it's a dangerous thing when we yield ourselves and our time to do other things that don't even glorify him, don't even magnify him. He says, listen, I will not share it. People get up out there. As they talk, and like they're just rulers and authority. Yes, he tells us to respect those who have rule and authority over us. But listen, they are not God. We don't have to worry about what's coming on this world because the word of God is already spoken. It's already set in motion. It's already set in action. What is going to be is going to be. But he told us to pray. He told us to pray that if my people who are called by my name, if we would humble ourselves, we would pray. If we would turn from our wicked ways, he said, then I will hear from heaven. He says, then I will heal the land. Praise God. He says, I am the Lord, but I will not share my glory with anyone. I am the Lord. He says, that is my name. Amen. We're made for the glory of God. Oh, my God, the time is gone. And we want to pray. And we're just going to pray that now we want to pray also for all of you that are on the line. We want to come together. Let's pray together. Pray together. Hallelujah. A special prayer to go for the Pastor Winfred Jones of Deliverance Church. He had open heart surgery, and so he's recuperating, and he needs our prayers. Hallelujah. God is a God of restoration. Pray for the bereaved family, bereaved Jackson family, Deacon Jackson, that passed away. There's so much. Every one of you have prayer prayer requests on this line. One day we will open up these lines and we will take those prayer requests. And not only that, prayer requests, there has to be testimonies, because we're just not praying just to be praying. We're praying to, in faith and believing that there are testimonies that somebody can say, hey, the Lord has done this for me. I was here, but now I'm here. I was sick, but now I'm well. I was depressed, but now the joy of the Lord is my strength. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We just thank you. We just thank you tonight, God. Lord, there's nothing we can do without you. We need you every single day, Father. We need you. And we praise you, God. We enter into praise and we enter into worship on tonight. Everyone on this line, God, as we open our mouths to you, as we open our hearts to you tonight, God. God, you know us. God, see, you said, man, look on the outward appearance. But God, you see our heart. You see directly in our heart. You see our motive. You see our purpose. You see what we are about. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Father, give us the strength. Lead and guide and direct us, God. In the name of Jesus, open up our spiritual eyes that we may see the spiritual blessings that you have already given to us. You've already deposited within us. Wake it up. Wake it up. Hallelujah. Open our spiritual ears. We may hear your word. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We are the church. And God, help us to live and be the church. Oh God, that you would use us in a miraculous way. That we are kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. That we are now, that we have been adopted into your kingdom. That we have an inheritance through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for adopting us. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. For that we give you praise, and we bless you tonight. You said in all things to give you thanks. And Father, I'm giving you thanks for every person that's represented on this line, even their families. God, you know its situations. You know, some need healing, some need deliverance, some need salvation. Oh, God, send a word. Send your word, Lord, and set people free. Oh, Father, send a word. Healing. There's some that's racking with pain. God, you would heal. Heal the pain. Heal the arthritis. Heal the rheumatism. Oh, my God. Heal that neuropathy. Heal, God, that aching joints and arthritis. My God, hip pain. Father, touch. You can send your word. Touch that, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you have empowered us that we can lay hands on ourselves and receive your healing. Because we know that it is by your stripes that we are healed. It is by your stripes that we were healed. Father, we love you tonight. Father, we love you to the point that we want to live right. We want our lives to glorify you. We understand. Help us to even understand even the more, to put it in action. And every day, we wake up, and every day you give us a new day. We understand that we are made to give you glory. We are made for your glory. We are made to honor and to worship you in spirit and in truth. So, God, we magnify you tonight. We thank you for this teaching tonight. We thank you, Lord, because this word is what we're going to grow by. This word is able to save our soul. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those that even might even be struggling financially, struggling even in relationships. Father God, that you will open the door, that you will set them free, that you will make that way, God. Whatever the need is, God, you promise to supply all of our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God, open the door, set them free by the power of the Holy Spirit. God, that we may understand that Jesus came that we may have life and that we can live that abundant life. Father, we pray and we just declared right now that we're living, we can live that abundant life, that we are living that abundant life, that life of more than enough. Father, that our bodies would be healed, together. That's nothing broken, nothing missing. Hallelujah, God, that we are made whole in Jesus. Glory to God. We exalt you tonight. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We love you, God. Bless our church. Bless the Petersville Baptist Church. Bless the pastor. Bless the ministers. Bless all the saints, all the members, all the people of God. Hallelujah. God, use that our church. Let it be a lighthouse. Let it be that soul-saving station. Father, that when we walk out in the world, people will see the light of Christ, that we will bring you glory, that we bring your honor. Hallelujah, that praise belongs to you. Hallelujah. Father, help us to understand it's never about us, but it's all about you. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. Hallelujah, and to you be all the praise. Father, I thank you that all our needs are met. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, Lord, that we can give you the praise, that we can worship you in spirit and truth. God, that we will come together and be a lighthouse for you, Father. Hallelujah, that you will get the glory, you get the honor out of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless our children, our families, God. Thank you, Jesus. Even as our children go to school, oh, God, even on the bus, bless the bus driver. Oh, God, protect the teachers and the students and all the teachers, all that are in the classes, God. You hold back the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. God, no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you that we are set aside for your service, that we will do your will, that we will give you honor. We give you praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to show love one to the other. God, cultivate that love. Bring us into the place, God, of unity. That even churches, the churches, God, and worldwide, bring us one accord. Bring us in unity. Churches that glorify you. The churches that exalt you. The churches, God, that minister to the needs and the people of God. God, give us even local assemblies. Help us, Lord, that not to be in defeat and competition against each other, but God, help us to work together. For God, we are many members, but we are just one body. We are the body of Christ, that we are made to bring your name glory and honor and praise. And all these blessings we're asking in the mighty name of Jesus, for his sake and for his glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I've unmuted these lines just for a minute tonight. I want you all, if this word has been a blessing to you, begin to give God the praise. Come on, let's praise God. Let's worship him. This is your time to give him glory. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for a powerful month. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you, God. You've given us so much. You've given us so much, God. Hallelujah. Too much is given. Much is required. We praise you, God. You are a mighty good God. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for mercy. New mercies today. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name. And hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. I am over my time tonight. Hallelujah. I try to keep it to 30 minutes, but my God, I had to give you this word. And so we thank you for being on this line. We know you've been blessed. So God bless you. May you continue to bring glory and honor to him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So have a blessed night. Hallelujah. A blessed night. Rest in Jesus Christ. May the power of God rest, rule, and abide you within you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good night and be blessed. God bless you. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. Yeah, that's one thing I haven't done yet. Send money to each other.
Get your